Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
J-Town Press went hot in Pensacola, Florida, and visited the City Hall. However, the police chief was pretty decent, and the Pensacola Police Department tried to help as much as possible. This was to check out the Pensacola City Hall and see where your tax dollars are going. Let's check out the Pensacola City Hall.
So, a group calling itself Georgia Transparency, which likes to do, you know, what, ambush videos basically at government facilities and seeing if they can get access to what they claim is public space and then, you know, make local governments look stupid, came to Pensacola and did a video on Monday. And it's on YouTube and it's long and it's mostly boring. There are a few highlights I'll share with you. The as you heard him there, the police chief did pretty well. But there was a guy working the front desk, and I want to be as charitable as I can because, you know, somebody gets confronted by some cameras by some weird out of town Georgia folks, and it's hard to know exactly what to say to them. It can be a little bit off-putting. I would not say that he did great. And then, well, like I said, you know, it was a long thing.
Hello, welcome to the City Hall. I'm security Henry Stromans. How can I help with service? You have an appointment or anything?
Yeah.
If you go in the elevator without permission, you will be arrested.
Oh, really?
Keep your hands up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is a mayor office. It's not like public demand to get the office.
The way it works is, I hit the button and it opens
the
up.
The badge, you gotta have a visitor pass.
Oh.
All right, let me call the cops, but I...
Uh-oh.
You've been warned, but I kind of helped you, sir.
So, the idea at City Hall is that you go in the front desk and you put your name down and you say where you're going, what floor, because floors 1 and 2 are open to the public. You know, that's the main city council chambers, and the Hagler Mace Room is upstairs in the second floor. But if you're going to go on the elevator and go up to 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7, you got to have an appointment. You've got to sign in. You've got to get a hall pass, basically a security badge. And then, you know, you go where you're going to go up there to, you know, do public records or fill out an application or file a form or speak to somebody that you've got an appointment with. And his job is to make sure that nobody's coming in there to kill anybody, right? And just to kind of facilitate operations. And these folks are there to, you know, try to make everybody look bad, basically. And, well, you know, unfortunately, he didn't help an awful lot because he kind of got confused about the rules.
Need to go put in a public records request.
Yeah, that's fine.
How do I do that?
You sign in to do a public record request.
Okay.
And I let you...
Oops, sorry.
I mean, wait. First off, public record for what? Because it's not a record place.
You know, it says public records right there.
It kind of is a record place.
It's like permits, property, city, because it's city domain, so it's a county. This is the kind of question you have to give me to let you know that you're able to. Does that make sense?
No.
All right. This is not Alabama. This is not Georgia. This is Florida. This is City of Pensacola. So if you want a public request, we need to know what kind of public record you're trying to request, because we don't have all records. We're not Google.
Oh.
Poor kid. I do have a lot of sympathy for him. They alleged that he was, you know, I don't. Anyway, they said some pretty unpleasant things about him. And, you got to give a lot of grace to people. So their basic job is to try to make our system look stupid, or like we're keeping people from their First Amendment rights. And, you know, they wind up, you know, going up to one of the floors with an employee, kind of, and then the lady winds up in a little bit of a squabble with one of the employees who's just trying to get her to, hey, you're not supposed to be on this floor. Can you go back towards the elevator? And
if you're not supposed to be up here, this is a private floor.
Well,
can you please go this way? Can you please go this way?
Can you please go back to work?
I am working.
She says, can you please go back to work? He says,
well,
I am working.
You don't have the appropriate badge. You're not supposed to be
right
up here,
sir.
We don't need those stinking badges.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Actually, you do. So all the floors, they're secure.
Yes,
so,
the chief of police already explained it to us.
Correct.
They're all
so, did,
the public.
So did you go downstairs and check in at the first floor?
Yeah, so the chief had been involved in this already. He was there for the meeting that they have on Monday for the staff meeting. And anyway, people were trying to be nice to them, and they're, of course, trying to be obnoxious. I understand that some of their other videos don't go so well. I'm sure they were hoping to get pushed or shoved. I'm just telling you, there was a time when they probably would have been, and that would have been okay, because people are just causing trouble, being disruptive for no reason. Now, they think, we are advocating for the Constitution and our rights, and there was kind of a back and forth with the chief about this. I'll come back to this in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, we do have a little bit of an issue here on Highway 98 eastbound. This is going to be a vehicle crash with roadblock once you're getting into the school zone area for Navarre School Road. That's going to be, let me see, what is that? Slim Chickens. That's the chicken place there. It's going to be right in front of that restaurant there.
Right, now I'm hungry for that.
I know, right? The sauce is...
stop it.
Yeah. So I'm not seeing any major slowdown yet, but I think that school zone is just about to start, so that might cause a little bit of slowdown on your way through Navarre this morning. Otherwise, around town, we're looking good. Highway 90 through Milton and Pace is accident-free. Highway 29 south through Cantonment is looking good. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. If you do see anything out there on the roadways, let us know about it. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to this encounter between a group calling themselves Georgia Transparency and the employees at City Hall. And I do suspect that, you know, poor security Henry might have been like his first or second day on the job. I probably hasn't been there an awful long time. And he was trying to, why are you in my face with all of this stuff? So Chief Randall was there and they had a conversation with him. And again, this kind of, I think, displays their desire to just create drama. And which I guess, you know, mission accomplished. Here I am talking about it, but it is with our city hall. It is on the internet and people have been talking about it. So, anyway, bickering with the chief a little bit about what the Constitution does and does not allow them to do.
Is that the law?
Yeah.
Well, but you're law enforcement, not policy enforcement.
That's policy.
I don't care what the policy is.
For security purposes.
I don't care what the policy is. It's a public building.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, it's still a public building. So
can I ask you something?
Go ahead.
It's not called freedom if you have to ask for permission, correct?
Well, it's still, even though if it's freedom, you still have to get permission to do stuff.
You're the chief.
So, like, hey, can I exercise my rights, the First Amendment?
You're the chief of police. And so... you're the chief of police in Pensacola, so can you answer me a question? Mm-hmm. Is that since when did city council pass a law that you got to have permission to enter a public space because that law would supersede the Constitution? And I didn't know the city council was that powerful. So is there a law that your policy supersedes the Constitution?
Nobody has denied you access to
it.
See, they're just, you know when you're with a friend and they say something stupid and you take your finger and you thwack them up against the side of the head? You know, just out of love? They need that. Because, first of all, you do not have a constitutional right to access any area in a public facility, in a government facility, just because you want to. Even with freedom of the press, there are still the ability to create secure areas, and City Hall is a semi-secure area. Easy example of this. I can, you know... NAS Pensacola, NAS Whiting, Hurlburt, Eglin, government-owned facilities, right? Publicly owned. Can I just go there? Can I just go anywhere I want in there, even if I get on board? No. Can I go to the airport and be like, freedom of the press, let me on the tarmac? It doesn't work that way. Any more than in this case, you know, can you just go wherever you want because you feel like you have a desire to go there? Now, the weird part is that there are some public areas in City Hall where people have sort of permission-based access, and they were trying to say that, well, if you know, I should be able to just go anywhere without permission, without any appointment, without any vetting, without an escort, because it's public. But it's not. It's kind of a hybrid space, okay? Obviously, you can't just walk into the mayor's office anytime you want to without an appointment, unless he wants to let you have that access. You know, just like you can't stand up and shout and scream in a public meeting, even though it's a public space, because there are decorum rules, there are order and productivity rules, and they can exclude you. So these folks are dumb, but probably City Hall is going to need to have a conversation about how to, you know, just be a little bit more secure, a little bit more emphatic, and also to have a little bit more clarity about these rules. So we'll talk about this some more with Mike Wood coming up in just a minute, because PPD wound up being involved and nobody got pushed or hurt or arrested or anything like that. They left eventually, but, you know, PPD was involved in this. So 437-1620, that is my phone number. If you've got any question, what you think about this story or any other story. And if you are hungry, maybe not just now, but maybe a little bit later today, Oh man, you got to go to Pounders. I'm just telling you, this is our my family's favorite restaurant. Like, my boys beg me to go to Pounders. Like, where do you want to go for your birthday? Pounders. It's an hour away. Pounders. Like, that's how much they love this place. Had been in Niceville for years and just opened a store here. And I have been asking them, like, every time we go there, I go in the back, I go in the kitchen, I say, when are you guys coming to Pensacola? When are you guys coming to Pensacola? Because we cannot wait. Well, they are here now on North Davis Highway in the old Dickies, right across from Academy Sports in that little outbuilding right there. And it's fast casual Hawaiian. Okay, they've got the teriyaki chicken, the teriyaki steak. Oh God, my boys, they can eat as much teriyaki steak as you put in front of them. I like the Kahlua pig. The macaroni is fantastic. The rice, I mean, this is gonna sound like a weird thing, but the rice is just, trust me, go. The kids, the adults, everybody will love it. Pounders Hawaiian Grill, now open at 7175 North Davis Highway.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Have you ever made a spiritual bucket list? In Proverbs 30, a man named Agur makes his spiritual bucket list. He asks God to grant him two things before he dies, and his prayer is the only prayer listed in the entire book of Proverbs. The first thing Agur asks for is that God would remove from him anything that would hinder his walk with God, such as vanity or lying. Secondly, Agur requests that God would not give him anything that would hinder his relationship with God, such as poverty or even wealth. More than anything, Agur just wants to be pleasing to God. So what's on your spiritual bucket list? Let your list be all about pleasing God.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, are you going to pay for that?
Talk to the hand.
Day, March 14th. Celebrate your relationship between circumference and diameter, or area and radius squared. 724 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh my God, I love you guys so much. Somebody texted and said, you know what that security guard should have done to those nitwits that showed up from Georgia Transparency to try to ambush news, interview them about City Hall security measures? Perfect response.
Boo!
Oh, you guys are the best. 724 here on News Radio 92.3. TikTok. I am not a TikTok user. I have always taken the advice of the cyber expert who said, don't put that crap on your phone, which I never have. I will sometimes go watch it like on the desktop, you know, my laptop when I get a link for something or other. But I'm not a TikTok aficionado, fan, supporter in any way. Mike Gallagher talking about this yesterday, this vote in the House.
TikTok is a threat to our national security because it is owned by ByteDance, which does the bidding of the Chinese Communist Party. We know this because ByteDance leadership says so, and because Chinese law requires it.
Yeah, when they get in front of Congress, they try to avoid saying that. But yeah, I mean, that's basically accurate. Meanwhile, the Democrats agree. Roger Krishnamurthy from Illinois.
This bill is not a ban, and it's not about TikTok. It's about ByteDance.
Exactly. And the goal is not to shut them down. It's just to divest them.
Our intention is for TikTok to continue to operate, but not under the control of the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, that's the goal. So separate them. Here's the problem, from my point of view. Even if you get them to officially, on paper, divest, do you really think they're not going to still be controlled by the Chi-Coms? I mean, do you really think that the malware or whatever spy operations that is embedded in the TikTok software is not going to continue? I mean, it's... I'm not saying our House of Representatives is on the wrong track. It just seems naive to me to believe that this would solve all these problems. Plus, you still have the issue with what TikTok is. Aside from being government spyware, it's what it does to people's brains and minds and how it influences opinion and the fact that the stories are picked for you and that they can and the way it is not available to their own kids in China. I mean, like all of that stuff. Nevertheless, there were some defenders showed up at Congress yesterday, and they were very worked up.
App is so much more. This app is so much more than just an app for dumb TikTok dances.
I didn't know anybody could be that passionate about TikTok, but okay.
You will be destroying small businesses like us. This is our livelihood. If you pass this bill, you will be destroying the American dream.
Really? The American dream depends on TikTok being available? I mean, I get that if you use it for your business, it's important to you, but that doesn't mean that it's good for the country. I'm skeptical about the long-term ability for us to solve this problem. 727 on News Radio 92.3, but it's a good step in the right direction. The Senate should go along and Biden should sign it, so we'll see what happens, really. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
And everybody can just do reels on Facebook, which is
the same exact thing. Well, it's the ripoff, right, of course.
Yeah, okay, all right. We do have a vehicle crash with roadblock. This is going to be if you're on Highway 98 eastbound headed through Navarre. This is going to be right in front of the post office at Navarre School Road. We do have a vehicle crash there with roadblock, and it is going to cause some slowdown headed through that intersection. Otherwise, around town, I'm not seeing any major slowdowns, no accidents other than that reported by FHP. Looks like I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90, not seeing anything slowing you down. We're good on 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street, and Cervantes is clear on the curve through Scenic Highway. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always let us know about it on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealership that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Got a text in here about the Pounders thing. Somebody said, I went to Pounders the other day. It was packed. My to-go order took about 20 minutes because they were so busy. So worth the wait. No, that's every time I talk about them, people, oh my God, Pounders is here. I love them. Got a text in from Scott Lunsford at his office. He said a couple days ago, these same nitwits were in their office. They were heard talking to each other. We're going to stir some blank in here. And he's like, we've talked about this activity many times with staff, and they received no response. After a few minutes and several attempts at stirring the pot, they were bored and they left. Somebody else texted me and said, was this the junior high debate team's field trip to City Hall? That's what it seemed like to me, is, you know, like that first year law student that has just mastered everything, right? You know, they've had three courses under their belt and now they're an expert. Okay. All right. Maybe not so much. Let's see. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The fate of a Michigan father charged in connection with a mass murder carried out by his teenage son is now up to the jury. James Crumbly is charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter in relation to a school shooting in 2021. The shooter's mother has already been found guilty on the same charges. Three men now facing federal firearms charges in connection to the Kansas City Super Bowl parade shooting that left one person dead. Authorities have not accused these suspects of opening fire during the shooting in February, but they say they took part in illegal firearms trafficking. And kind of an odd story here. A kangaroo was apparently killed crossing a highway in Oklahoma. This happened on I-40 Wednesday morning. A kangaroo was killed. It was hit by a car and killed. Apparently, a local family actually owned the kangaroo, and they're not sure how it got loose. But that would be an odd accident on the highway.
Particularly indigenous to Oklahoma. So, okay. All right. Fair enough. Thanks so much for the... Oh, you played that song at the beginning of the segment by
Soul Coffee.
By Soul Coffee. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the lead singer, M. Dowdy, is that who that is?
Yep.
Used to live in Pensacola for a long time.
That's great.
I got
great,
all these music
man.
Fans always text me the school stuff. That's neat. I love that kind of stuff.
Love Soul Coffee.
All right, we'll have Mike Wood from PPD coming up next. Stick around.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. China's foreign ministry says banning TikTok would come back to bite the United States. The House passed a bill that could ban the social media app unless it's sold by its Chinese parent company.
A Chinese government spokesman saying the U.S. is guilty of bullying behavior and an attempt to suppress superior foreign companies. TikTok's CEO insists it's never been asked to share user data with the Chinese government and wouldn't comply if it was. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The biggest snowstorm in 3 years has flights canceled and parts of interstates closed in and around Denver.
Schools and city offices are closed Thursday. The city is asking residents to work from home if they can. The mayor says he's confident the streets will be clear enough that Saturday's St. Patrick's Day parade will go on as scheduled.
Fox's Jack Callahan. 50,000 power outages are reported in Colorado. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 64 degrees right now. Cloudy skies in Pensacola this morning. And later this morning, Santa Rosa County Commissioners will be discussing the possibility of moving forward with, being the location of the largest American flag in the state of Florida. The two bids that were unsealed Tuesday were both north of $300,000 for the installation and materials of the large 207-foot flagpole that would be needed. Earlier this week, Milton City Council passed a resolution to support the idea with a 5-2 vote.
I'm patriotic. I always have been. But to spend this kind of money on a flag just seems outrageous to me. And I think we could look at other ways to support our military at Whiting Field.
And that's Councilwoman Marilyn Farrow. Councilman Mike Cusack were both against. Now, the county commissioners have discussed possibly using tourism tax dollars to cover the cost of that flagpole, but it's not known if that project would be eligible or not. Federal attorneys say a Honduran man that was living in Pensacola was able to fund a lavish lifestyle thanks to a massive immigration fraud scheme. He'll now be spending some time behind bars. 29-year-old Franklin Javier Perez Rios was sentenced to 9 years in prison after defrauding 400 victims out of nearly $2.8 million. Prosecutors say between 2017 and 2023, Perez Rios falsely claimed to provide immigration services to foreign nationals living in the U.S., pretending to be an immigration attorney, paralegal, and U.S. government official. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis says the state needs to be ready for the fallout from all the chaos in Haiti. He announced yesterday that he's ordering additional state assets to South Florida in anticipation of a potential influx of illegal Haitian immigrants. DeSantis says he's ordered 250 additional police officers and soldiers and a dozen air and sea craft to South Florida. He also announced he's authorizing a deployment of 100 Florida State Guard members to the Keys. DeSantis says we can't have illegal immigrants coming to the state of Florida. Santa Rosa County leaders have now come up with a temporary solution for Ark of the Emerald Coast and their adult day training program. They will be moving next month into the Baghdad Community Center.
This is just us waiving the fees. They're looking to use it for 6 months as a temporary. This is something that I've been working with Stephen Rampersad for a little while now, for 2 weeks, because they are in such dire straits as trying to find a location.
And that was from this last Monday's meeting with Commissioner Kerry Smith there. And this comes after the owner of the building that they currently occupy on Dixie Road told the organization they needed to be out by the end of the month. Commissioners later this morning will be waiving the hourly fees for the Baghdad Community Center. And it is 7:35 almost here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing out there this morning?
Not seeing any accidents reported by FHP at the moment that are causing any slowdowns here in our area. We see our normal morning slowdowns, Highway 98 westbound getting into Tiger Point. Also, Highway 98 eastbound getting into Windhaven Beach. Like I said, not anything major, just seeing our normal morning slowdowns there. We did have an accident earlier that is now being cleared up. That's going to be on Highway 98 eastbound as you're getting into Navarre area where the post office and Slim Chickens is located there, but not seeing any major tie-up from that as well. If you see anything else out there on our roadways, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the Fives.
Good Thursday morning, waking up to a little bit of patchy fog across the area. Temperatures a little bit warmer this morning, too, with low temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Still a pleasant day ahead. We'll have highs in the middle 70s, mostly cloudy skies, and a small chance for rain. Best chance for rain today really is the further west you go into southwest Alabama, but a few isolated showers possible. Higher chance of rain comes Friday during the second half of the day into Saturday, Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
And right now, we've got 64 degrees in Pensacola, 62 in Gulf Breeze, few showers across the area, and 58 degrees reported in Milton. Our next news at 8 o'clock. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Food and Drug Administration has issued a recall for Great Value honey-roasted cashews sold by Walmart in 30 states due to a possible exposure to milk and coconut. A customer had filed a complaint saying they found coconut cashews mixed in with the honey-roasted nuts, and officials fear customers with a coconut or milk allergy could be affected. The recalled honey-roasted cashews were also sold on Walmart's website. The Department of Health and Human Services has launched an investigation into United Health Group following a cyber attack that has disrupted crucial operations in pharmacies and hospitals across the U.S. The agency said an investigation is warranted because into Change Healthcare Unit due to the unprecedented magnitude.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds with the all-new Coke. Introducing Coke Spiced. Picture this, the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Now with a twist, Coke Spiced takes your favorite soda to a whole new level. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Enjoy a taste of the spiced side of life with the all-new Coke Spiced. With a delicious burst of raspberry and spiced flavors, grab a bottle of the all-new Coke Spiced today and spice up your life. Coke Spiced, taste the excitement, feel the flavor. Available now at your nearest store.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Is with the cameras upstairs.
Yeah, but like, this is my job. This is what I do. You let me know who you are. You want to come and have access.
Are you a law enforcement officer?
I can be.
I don't think it works like that. Oh, man. Again, these just ambush. Journalists would be a bit much to call them journalists. I've gotten so many texts from people, by the way, telling me that these folks had tried to come to their, like, Escambia County office or the tax collector's office, and, you know, and got nothing. And so those videos don't get published where nothing happens, you know, because they don't publish their fails, which if they were actual journalists, they'd publish their fails. Hey, look at a good job they did over here and over here. I mean, you know, but they're not journalists. They're just, you know, muckrakers for the sake of getting clicks, right? 7:39 on News Radio 92.3. Mike Wood is the public information officer for PPD. He joins us now. Hey, Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. So obviously you have seen this video. You know, you had chief of police was involved in this, you know, sort of throughout, and then a couple of your other law enforcement officers showed up, which is appropriate. Your assessment?
The Pensacola Police Department, including the chief of police, did very well. They maintained their composure. And if you look at some of these other videos, that's not the case with other encounters with these type people. So the chief and the officers there, they answered the questions. They didn't go for the bait. And so it worked out well for us.
Yeah, I would have preferred a little more clarity by the, you know, City Hall security staff. But clearly these folks were trying to cause a problem, and you know, they're kind of like the TMZ, like they couldn't get a job at TMZ, so they come and do this for a living. But also I have questions about, you know, what are the sort of constitutional limits of being able to create a security space around a public facility like this?
Well, it's a public facility, true enough, but there has to be a modicum of security there. People get upset at police departments, law enforcement agencies, city hall, and they could go in there at any time with waving a firearm. So you have to have, even though it's a public building, public space, you still have to have some security there, and you have to have rules to protect the people that work there. And that's what those rules are in place for.
One of the things that I was uncertain about while I was watching is, you know, obviously, if you are a sworn law enforcement officer, you can use force to create safety, to protect people, and obviously to enforce the law. You can go hands-on, and, you know, typically is the phrase you use. But I was wondering, to what degree would the city employees have been justified in themselves using force to protect a secure area against people like this? You know, there's obviously some point at which you're allowed to use pushing and shoving or more, but when does that point come? Obviously, if they feel like they're in the threat of physical danger, bodily harm, I totally get that. I mean, you can go as high as using a gun to defend in that case, depending on the level of the threat. But at what point would these employees have been allowed to, you know, to grab a hand and move somebody away and back to the elevator?
Well, they have the same right as an average citizen does. Just because they're a security guard does not give them any more.
Right.
You have to be in a sworn position in order to have more than that. So they can do what is legal for any citizen to do, and that's to protect themselves or someone else with a reasonable amount of force, should that be necessary.
So if they're just talking, you pretty much just have to take it until the cops come to trespass them. Because you can't trespass somebody with force yourself off of, like, your government property or your house? I just don't know the answer to this, so I'm curious.
Yeah, the law enforcement officer needs to be there. They need to be warned against trespassing in front of the law enforcement officer. A little bit of paperwork is done, and then it becomes official. We can't do that on our own. We have to have someone from that building, in this case City Hall, warn them in front of us not to return to make it legal.
Is that even true, like, on my porch? Or, like, I mean, if God forbid somebody gets into my foyer, they're not threatening, they're just obnoxious, and they're not willing to leave, I can't just knock him out and take him outside? Because I'm telling you, that's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea. Don't do that.
Okay.
But if you have the right on private property to decide who is able to come there and not, and if somebody again and again approaches you or comes to your property, then you can certainly have them trespass warned against the returning.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, sometimes the law, as we know, doesn't give you what you would think common sense would allow you to do. But that's why I wanted to ask, because I didn't really know the answer to the question. And, you know, I know you guys do training, right? And if people, like, I assume if there's a government entity that is not sure that their staff is up to speed on this, you guys will help them understand the law and train them how to respond?
Yeah, these type things are going to keep happening. Mostly they pick on government buildings to do this. And like you said, they're looking for a confrontation. And if they don't get it, they just get bored and they leave. So, you know, they don't have a whole lot to do. So they do this. And I was warned by a PIO in Georgia that these folks may head our way a couple of months ago, and he was right. So, you know, train your people on this. Let them know that, you know, they are entitled to go to public spaces, but if you have security rules in place, they also have to abide by those. And if not, then they're going to summon law enforcement, and we train our people in handling these type situations, as you can clearly see on that video.
Very good. We're talking to Mike Wood. He is Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Take a quick break and get to Jake with Traffic on the 5. Jake?
Okay, if you're on 12th Avenue this morning southbound going by the airport, that's going to be down to one lane. FPL is going to be doing some utility work in that area, so 12th Avenue southbound lane down to one lane there, and it is causing some slowdown in that area. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. If you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, let us know about it. Call or text 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. We had a car versus a building this morning, is that right, on South Palafox?
Yeah, that was yesterday. It was 850 South Palafox, or yesterday evening, and a vehicle hit that building down there, which is a building that has several different businesses in it. I believe they were doing an investigation for possible DUI on that. I'm not sure how that turned out, but fortunately, no injuries, nothing serious going on. And the incident that you were just speaking of on 12th Avenue, that too was caused by a crash earlier this morning into a utility pole. So hopefully they'll have that fixed and those lanes opened up quickly.
Oh, so that was a crash this morning. That wasn't just routine maintenance that they've been doing all over town recently. That was the result of an incident?
Yes, it was.
Okay. All right. Well, everybody okay? Do we know?
I don't know the extent of the injuries on it. I do know that there's no life-threatening injuries.
Okay, well, that's good news. You guys also had an officer that was involved in a crash not too long, a couple days ago, on Bayou.
Yeah, he was in route to a burglary in progress call. He had his lights and siren activated, and when he approached the intersection of Hyde Park, a vehicle made a left turn in front of him, and a collision occurred. And that other vehicle, I believe it was a Jeep, overturned on its side, and fortunately for the officer and those in the Jeep, the injuries were not life-threatening. In fact, they were minor, so we're glad to be able to say that. But, you know, again, it's a dangerous profession that we're in. We need to get to these calls in a hurry, but we got to be safe doing it. And sometimes collisions are going to happen, and we're just fortunate here that the injuries were minor.
And was the other driver cited? Do you know?
No, I don't know if there was a citation issued in that crash or not.
Okay, but it is, like you say, it's a good reminder that, you know, lights on and sirens is a very, I mean, that's, of the routine things you do, that's the most dangerous routine thing you do, right? I mean, because you just, people miss the signals.
Yeah,
they don't do what they're supposed to do.
And the officers are looking for this type of thing. They have to drive defensively. And, Andrew, the way they're building cars nowadays, the way they're insulated, you know, as loud as the systems that come in those, the radios that come in those vehicles can get, it's very difficult to hear a siren until it's right on top of you. So you've got to pay attention and make sure that if everything is clear. Every time you make a turn, pull out into an intersection, look both ways. And it's like I always say, even approaching an intersection with a red light or a green light, look at that light and tell yourself in your mind, is it red or green? Because sometimes you'll see one thing, but you do something else, and that's what results in collisions.
Last thing that I wanted to ask you about, we always like to end with a cop myth. The one I've got for you today is, and I think we've probably talked about this before, but I cannot remember, so I might as well ask again. If somebody is running away from you guys, let's say going north on, I don't know, Davis Highway out of the city, or they're going north on US 29 towards the border with Alabama, where or when does police jurisdiction end, or is that purely a myth of the movies?
Well, it's not like baseball. When you get to home plate, which is the state line, you're safe. We're going to continue to pursue. And once we get over there, if we get into Alabama, then and we're able to get that vehicle stopped or that person who's fleeing on foot stopped, we're going to make an arrest over there because it's called fresh pursuit, and we're able to keep going. A lot of times it just depends on the situation, what the crime is, what the person's wanted for. But, you know, we don't go to the state line in a chase and then go, golly darn, they made it to Alabama, and then turn around and go home. That's not the way it works.
Well, that's very reassuring. And once again, we find out that maybe every once in a while, not TV and movies are the experts on anything. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you for the time. Thanks for helping keep us safe, and I appreciate it, sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
749 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, trying to decide what to do, get good information about, you know, what are interest rates? How are they affecting the market right now? What's going on with, you know, maybe it's not a home, maybe it's a condo. I mean, I was just reading a story about how condo sales have been dramatically affected by the changing of the insurance rates here in Florida. And with that bill that recently passed having to do with condo inspections and the likely increase of, you know, the owner's fees, right? I mean, there's all kinds of things connected with buying and selling a home that might escape your notice if you're not an expert at it, if you haven't done it before and you haven't walked through that process. That's why you get a realtor. That's why Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are so good. They can help you figure out, you know, what's going to be developed behind this property maybe. What's it zoned for? You know, what's the flood like? What just all the things that they think about to make sure that you're fully informed when you make a decision buying or selling. That's why you use a professional like Christina Leavenworth. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 as Mary Riker, the Director of Marketing and Communications at WSRE, will be the guest to talk about the upcoming Be My Neighbor Day coming up this Saturday. She'll have all the information and much more on WSRE events. That's tomorrow with Mary Riker with WSRE at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome to Italy.
All day. It's Pi Day, March 14th. If you don't know what that is, ask the person sitting next to you. 752 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, I got a great text in here from somebody. It says, you know, Pi Day is just a fake holiday created by big math companies to sell more math. I wish we had a society where the knowledge of pi was the level of math expertise that would differentiate the uppers from the lowers. I think the distinguishing line is quite a bit lower than that. I think that's just, oh man, it just is sad. People can't do math. And this is a little bit of a diatribe, but it's amazing how much people can't do math. And I always think to myself, look, I had a really good grounding in mathematics. And, you know, the number of times in your life that things will not go well for you if you can't understand basic math. I mean, really, whether it's interest rates like on a credit card or on your home or figuring out how to, you know, make a budget or just they're getting change, although maybe it's a credit card now, so who cares about change? But, you know, in the old day, you used to be able to know how to count because you could do change. And, you know, cashiers would understand that if it was $5.85 and you gave the gal six and a dime, she'd give you a quarter. Nowadays, she'd just look at you like, you gave me too much money. I didn't. I'm trying to save pocket space. 754 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, there's no reports of injuries after an American Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing in Los Angeles. The plane took off from Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, and ended up landing safely in Los Angeles at 8:45 last night. Right now, it's not clear what kind of mechanical problem the plane had. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells reporters there is a strong proposal on the table for a temporary ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. He says it's up to Hamas whether they'll take the deal. And I know, Andrew, it's Pi Day, but it's also today.
Oh, do tell.
National Potato Chip Day. We have scientific details on why you can't stop at one.
Deep-fried and heavily salted potatoes that are oh so good. And there truly is no way you can eat less than a bag. That's actually in your DNA. Osaka Metropolitan University in Japan says they've discovered the junk food gene, but it's also the salt. Vanderbilt University says salt makes you hungry, not thirsty. So we keep eating, chip after chip. About 6.5 pounds of them per person every year. I'm Bree Tennis.
That seems a bit light.
That's what I'm thinking.
Six and a half pounds of potato chips. I mean, I know that's like an 18-wheeler load full, but still, you know.
Well, then again, shrinkflation. How much is an average bag?
No, that's fair. Yeah.
I mean, it would probably take 100 bags to reach 6 pounds.
That just seems like a very low average to me. So you know what comes next, right? If we've got the junk food gene, then we've got junk food consumption disability syndrome.
I like where you're going with this.
For which there will obviously have to be an accommodation in the workplace. There will obviously have to be compensation. I see a whole field of litigation opening up before my eyes as we look forward to. And, you know, is there going to be, like, testing to see whether you have or do not have the junk food gene? Do you have it in a double dose from both parents, or just is it recessive? I mean, I want to know. I have questions, so.
Absolutely. I like where you're going with all this. I'm on board.
David, thanks so much for the update. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
What's the gene for, having to eat breakfast cereal before you go to bed? Because I have that.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm sure there is one. You know,
pre-sleep Cocoa Puffs.
Cereal consumption affection syndrome.
Yes, exactly.
I think that's, I was reading about that just the other day.
Mm-hmm. Brought to you by General Mills. No.
In the International Journal of Grains and Foodstuffs Society production publication.
If you're on 12th Avenue this morning, headed southbound by the airport, that's going to be down to one lane. We had an accident earlier that knocked out a utility pole, so FPL will be on scene replacing that. That's going to cause some slowdown there. And also on I-110 North, we got reports just a couple minutes ago of the left two lanes. Once you're just past the airport exit overpass, there is a ladder on the roadway obstructing those left two lanes on I-10 North. So please be careful heading through that area. Otherwise, around town, we're looking pretty good. Looks like Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palo Fox all checking in good. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre just seeing our normal morning slowdowns. And Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is accident-free. If you see anything out there on our roadways slowing you down, let us know. Call or text 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Somebody texted me in and says mathing is hard. Oh, this phrase, it so bothers me. The math isn't mathing. I've heard that several times in the Tallahassee legislative discussions this year. I've seen it online with people. You know, the phrase is it doesn't add up, right? The numbers don't add up is a perfectly good phrase to tell you exactly what you're saying, to communicate the idea that, you know, the base information doesn't produce the conclusion that you're wanting to draw. The math isn't mathing. It's not even English. Math is not a verb. Stop. Please stop. Get off my lawn. Stop changing my language. I figured out how to use this one. I don't need a new one. 7:58 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? I cannot possibly do this story in this amount of time, but I'll do it anyway. Ark of the Emerald Coast is going to move into the Baghdad Community Center. That's good. This is a complex topic, okay? So the Ark of Santa Rosa is the one that had all the problems back in the past, and then they got kind of subsumed under Ark of the Emerald Coast, which is Okaloosa and Walton County. And then, and they had that one agreement with the guy to rent the space, okay, for a long time. And okay, now the Ark Gateway, which is the Escambia County, these are all different entities, by the way. Even though they're all Ark, they're all different entities. Ark Gateway of Escambia County is kind of helping manage and take over Ark of the Emerald Coast. So they're involved in this process sort of to a degree, but they never... you know, and it, you can take away from this story like Ark of Emerald Coast or Ark of Gateway did something wrong. No, 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 no. Nothing. Nothing wrong at all. But because the relationships and the whose entity is doing what, it can be a little confusing.
Local news every hour
and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.